Committee on Government Operations to order and the PCR on August 15th at 12:45 p.m. Moving on to agenda item two, roll call. The secretary will take the roll.
All righty. Chair Bolander?
Present.
Senator Saporito?
Present.
Senator Hotelling?
Present.
Senator Issa?
Absence excuse. Sorry.
Speaker Pro Temp Moss?
Present.
And Senator Vila?
Present.
All righty. Quorum is present.
Perfect. Moving on to agenda item three, public comment. Is there any public comment at this time? Seeing no further public comment, moving on to agenda item four, adoption of minutes. Secretary, there is adoption of minutes that you told me. Let me pick that up real quick.
I did, tell you that they're in the box and everything, so they're ready, but I think you might have to wait until the next meeting to agendize them so your committee members can look over them, etc.
I understand. Okay, so we're not going to approve any minutes today.
Okay, that's totally good.
Okay, cool. There are no minutes to be approved at this time. Moving on to agenda item five, reports. Any reports? No, perfect. Moving on to agenda item six, old business. The old business. No, okay. Seeing no old business, moving on to agenda item seven, new business. Is this where we talk about the audit portion? Discussing the audit of SAS titles 6, 7, 8, and 9. For those with titles 6, that was myself and Senator Vila. So, Senator Vila, would you like to go first?
Yeah. I'll send this to you, I guess, or wherever else we put it, but I just made a bunch of corrections.
Okay.
it's mostly just grammar stuff. They just, and like stuff like this, like this should be on the next page. Like, look at that.
Sure, just organizational stuff. Okay, sounds good. Me, I found in chapter 603. Oh, yeah, go ahead.
I do believe that would have to be mobilized on the students listening.
Oh, right. Sections that are like at the end, like, in section 06 of chapter 606, the capital fund, it's the, like, C is like disposition of requests, and it's just that, and then like its items are the next page, and there's still like space to go down, so like we should just move that to the next page so it's like, you know, easy to read. There was something else, but you go first. I'll find it.
Okay. The main thing I found in chapter 6 was under chapter, or title 6 was under chapter 605. There's a lot of grammatical stuff, but not no spaces in between words. Nothing too major in chapter 6 that I found. Okay, moving on to chapter 7. Chapter 7 included Senator Issa. He has a report for me, Senator Saporito, and then Senator Vila as well. Senator Hotelling, and Director of Ethics and Compliance Oster also made some notes on Chapter 7 that I can also read out. So who would like to go first?
Ooh, I can go.
Okay.
So there's, like, a lot of, like, or grammatical errors and also, like, capitalization. Also, they say Attorney General in this, and I think we should just change the title to the, what's the new title, Director of Compliance and Ethics.
Yeah, that'll all get changed.
Something like that. There's another one where they said that instead of Speaker of the Senate, they said Chair for the Senate, which is like, weird. and they keep capitalizing like random words, so that's it.
Okay, right on. Senator O'Tonley, would you like to go?
Yeah, I can go. Seven.
Yes.
Yeah. So for time seven, conduct of polls is randomly all up, like capitalized in section 04 mechanics of the election. That isn't followed anywhere else. And then just basic formatting, it was like, so it seems like they do all capitalizations for the beginning of a section, but then don't continue it and then take it back up again. So just would be, I think part of the audit would be to fix that. So, you know, we remove all in all caps, or we make it so it's all flowing correctly down the piece. I also want to mention it mentions the Director of Elections and Democratic Education. I do not believe that it's the active title of the position anymore. If I remember, was the Director of Elections and Democratic Engagement.
Okay.
Something like that. That could be fact checked. But I just know that that is no longer the title of that position. So make sure that that is fixed. And then I do not believe we actually offer physical polling stations anymore. I think it is completely online. I think all we offer was like, we allow people help you in the CSC, I think, is what we do. If you can't vote online, on your phone, we would help you. But I don't think we have like an actual physical.
You should have a voting boutique. That would be cute. I voted sticker.
Does the room give permission for President Ottawa to make a comment?
Yes.
Sorry, I should probably also be sitting in the audience right now. You're right. There's only, it's maybe still a conservative physical polling station. Words at the Center for Student Engagement, there's only one of them that is conservative physical station. Yeah.
Did you have a physical one?
It's a conservative physical station if you come down here. Like, you can do a paper ballot or something.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
But never mind.
We had two people do that in 2004.
I'm going to do that.
Yeah. Do you need to
Okay. Thank you. Is that all? Or you got all
Not yet.
Okay.
Continuing with the formatting, it was random capitalization, and then doesn't continue out of places. And then what was the last one? I mentioned the titles, and then
they use Roman numerals wrong. Because they have like a combination of like numbers and then Roman numerals and then letters. But if you're using Roman numerals, first of all, they should be like capitalized, and you can only use letters. So I don't know. But there's like numbers too, so like we shouldn't have numbers.
Okay. Perfect. Make a note of that. And then it just sounds like a lot of consistency errors that you guys were finding. So perfect, great eyes. I appreciate that. And then like I said, just put it all into something and then please send it to me. And then I will make my own little legislation tracker. And then going off of Parliamentarian Issa's report, here is his note. Chair Bollinger and members of the committee, I apologize for not being present at today's meeting. I'm currently at work and was unable to reschedule to attend. As assigned, I reviewed Chapter 702 of the Statutes of the Associated Union, the Elections Code, and the Elections Code. One item stood out during my audit. The chapter repeatedly references and defines physical polling locations. Okay, here we go. As far as I'm aware, ASUN no longer uses physical polling locations in its elections. If this is correct, this language would be inconsistent with the current practice and may need to be flagged for further or for review or future amendment. I defer any senators at the table who may have more up-to-date information on that matter. There are also a few grammatical and numbering inconsistencies throughout the chapter, but these fall outside the scope of this audit and can be addressed by the legislative clerk at a later date. If anyone would like a more detailed list of these issues, feel free to message me on Teams, and I'd be happy to share them. Respectfully submitted, Senator Jason Issa. All right, so it sounds like we addressed the physical polling locations just a moment ago.
Sorry.
Does everyone get permission for President Ogbach?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Sure, but yeah, you can also double check what they choose to call that, because I think it is considered a physical polling location, but there is potential they call it something different.
Okay, great.
Just call it
Ross, yeah, I saw that hand up.
Thank you, Chair. I just want to, I think President Agobot addressed this, but I just wanted to provide some context as a former elections director. Senator Howell telling one, totally correct. That's not the working title for that position, so that would need to be changed. I don't know if that needs to be part of a bill or if it can just be changed by the legislative clerk, but Senator Howell telling is correct on that matter. With polling locations, we usually only have one. Those are left up to the discretion of the co-directors of elections if they want to do more, but usually we have the physical location be either Sandy's office or the CSE as to make sure that we are having the elections and voting be as accessible in case students can't access it digitally. I think that's what President Agobot said. I couldn't hear her too well, but I just wanted to provide some clarification on those things.
Okay. Thank you so much, Senator Moss. Now we're going to, is there anyone else? Director of Ethics and Compliance Oster did send me a document. I currently can't access it. I've messaged him to allow me access to that doc. So we'll move on to that at a later time in this meeting. So moving on to Section 8. Section 8 was Senator Moss, Senator Saporito, myself. Okay, so who would like to go first? All right, go ahead, Senator Saporito.
Hi. I also did Section 7. Could I give a report on that?
Oh my gosh, yes. I didn't mean to skip you. Go ahead.
You're all good. So most of the issues were already stated. I had some questions regarding like the candidate naming. I know there's a lot of specific deadlines for elections, but it seems like giving nicknames is very lenient. The chances like two nicknames that are the exact same is very rare, but I just want to see if there's anything about that. I did realize there's a lot of definitions within this section. So the comment Senator Vila made in one of our past meetings regarding Section 3, it'd actually be up to standard to have a definition section there, especially since that section has a lot of vocabulary. Just like Section 7, a lot of people might not know the proper definitions and whatnot. Was a little confused about the signature lines. If it's not legible, it's not counted for a petition. I don't understand how a signature line would not be legible. It's just an X in a line. So any communication on that, I'd appreciate. And campaign rule number 5 specifically talks about not being able to use your position within AC unit is like store election material, I'm assuming. I have a lot of questions, I'm sorry about that. But if a candidate that's also from the 93rd session, this is the 94th, they're going for the 94th session, they have a billboard they used for the last election, they can't store it within our office. Okay. For the record, Senator Moss said no. Okay, thank you. Then, and Section 13, subsection E, it reminded me when we had our first mandatory meeting for the 93rd election, previous Senator Joel Martin sort of challenged the process of not needing to send or verify campaign material if it regards like posting it on social media. It's not necessarily stated in the SAS, I believe, that you need to send it. I was wondering if we want to mandate that, change that, anything like that. Do you have a point of information?
Okay, go ahead, Senator Moss.
I just wanted to provide clarity on that because those social media regulations were a bill that I passed when I was director of student elections. It doesn't seem like it's present in this version of the SAS, but a bill did pass the ASUN Senate with the fast track in the 91st session that allowed people to post as long as the directors of elections were monitoring it. So that would probably be something that we need to put in the SAS make sure that that's reflected. Senator Saporito, if you want to connect, we can find that piece of legislation on that agenda and make sure that it's updated in the SAS.
Yes, yeah, sure. I'll connect with you after the meeting. Thank you. And then last comment, besides what Senator Moss just mentioned, I double-checked with the candidate packet we had back in January. Everything else looks up to par. It looks like they just copy and paste the SAS into the packet. So we have to make sure once we edit it, we copy and paste the new version for the next candidate's packet. But that's everything. Thank you.
Awesome. Great work, Senator Saperito. Looking forward to you two connecting on putting that bill in the SAS. Moving on to Chapter 8, I'll go ahead and start that. In Title 8, Chapter 801, Section 4, there's a little grammar error with following the as one word. And then I also wanted to add an inquiry about adding an option of taking the oath online, just for clarification. I didn't really specify anything about being able to take the oath online, like over Zoom. Because, I mean, I don't know if it's different, but when I was inducted as a Clubs and Orgs Commissioner, I was able to hop on Zoom and take that oath, but it didn't really clearly specify that through the Senate or through anything else. So any feedback on that, I'm very grateful for. And then for Chapter 802, in Section 2, just another grammatical error, two words combined together. Who would like to go next? We got Senator Moss or Senator Saperito. All right, take it away, Dylan. One second. Go ahead, Senator.
Yes, so it does say that a witness must be obtained, a witness certificate that the oath filed by law was administered and taken way early. So I would say that that would probably mean if you have to have a witness certificate.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you for that. Go ahead, Senator Moss.
I didn't really see many problems with this section. It's pretty straightforward. The only thing that I did notice was the oath to the Speaker of the Senate, saying that a senator, I can't remember. I feel like I'm trying to find where I had it. I had it highlighted and then my document got rid of it. The oath of office can be administered by any senator to the Speaker. We don't really practice that. And the Speaker swears us in. So usually the Chief Justice swears in the Speaker, or the Secretary of the Senate swears in the Speaker. I think it was Chief Justice Arneson this session. So adding clarification to Section 4, Subsection A, to make sure that it's clear that either the Secretary of the Senate or the Chief Justice administers the oath to the Speaker, rather than it may be administered by any senator to the Speaker, because we're not even technically senators when the Speaker takes their oath. So that's the only like glaring thing that I would want to see probably remedied, but yeah.
Okay, great note. Thank you. Senator Saperito.
Senator Moss basically said like the same things I caught. This section is very short, simple, and sweet, so.
Great. Okay. That's a good thing that you guys are catching the same consistencies. Moving on to Title 9. That was Senator Moss, Senator O'Telling, and myself. Okay. Who would like to go first? Oh, go ahead.
Excuse my ignorance, not knowing this, but how is this title different from the title only passing Senate? Do we know? I don't know if you
know. Yeah,
I'm a little unfamiliar with your question. Could you repeat it?
We'll call only passing a piece through Senate that's operating with open meeting law, and how maybe you're able to avoid it. I was just wondering how that was different from this title.
Yeah.
Oh, go ahead, Senator Moss. Sorry.
Yeah. The current bill that's going through the Senate that is coming back to this committee for amendments, it doesn't reference NRS or Nevada open meeting law on the advice of Director Rodriguez and AD Aguilar Herrera. This section would probably just need to be striked from the SAS. I was going to mention this in my report, But a lot of the same stuff that we have in our bill is mentioned here. But the thing is that this this section is riddled with mentions of NRS, with Nevada open meeting law, and that kind of stuff. And we can't really make references to any of that in our governing documents. And this is also a very strict set of rules, whereas the new bill is more so a guide and guidelines and protocols for how to run a meeting. So while this one is here, our new one is a lot more straightforward. It's not as full of unnecessary language and that kind of stuff. And ours doesn't reference open meeting law or NRS, which after meeting with Director Rodriguez, we can't mention either of those things in the SAS or interpret and that kind of stuff. So that's what's different from our bill to that. So there will be a second addendum added to the bill in committee. Through amendment to help strike this part of the SAS. That's the clarification.
Go ahead, sir. Okay, so we'll be going. So the piece that will pass, we'll payroll this, and then we'll place it with the new title.
May I, Chair?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what we're looking at.
Awesome. And just for clarification, that's the bill that you and Senator Issa were working on?
Yes.
That I failed to put in the agenda today. Okay.
You're fine. Awesome. I didn't send it to you, so you're good.
Oh, right on. Okay. Next meeting, that'll definitely be in the agenda, as well as the minutes that we need to approve for Secretary Johnson. What's next? Did we have it moved into 901 yet? Have we? No. Okay, anything else for Title 8? Awesome.
No, that was Title 9.
That was Title 9, excuse me. Okay. So I'll go ahead for 901. Again, I'm Senator Vila said it before meeting started. I just feel like an English teacher at this point. Just finding these grammatical errors. So, yeah, that was the main thing I found. Nothing too groundbreaking on my end.
Oh, they spelled couple size wrong.
Yeah. Well, I guess the main thing, the other big thing I found in 901 was that they didn't change the name from Attorney General to Director of Ethics and Compliance. That was very apparent in that title. So, anything else? Senator Moss covered his bill that Senator Otelling asked about. 901. That's all good. Director of Ethics and Compliance Oster has not responded to me yet about his notes from Title 7, but I'm sure he found all the same consistencies as you all. So great job, everyone. Bang. Got through four titles there. So now I'll go ahead and give me a second. Okay, is that a gavel tap? It says gavel tap. Moving on to agenda item 8, comments and announcements. Any comments and announcements?
Somebody get your gavel.
No, I don't need that. That's my gavel. Okay, moving on to agenda item 9, public comment. Is there any public comment at this time? No. Perfect. Go ahead. Sorry, what's up?
Back up to.
Yes, I can. Retracking to comments and announcements. Go ahead.
Yes. So I do believe, and I told it with my colleagues, was we should actually be voting to continue the audit and to own business.
Okay.
That way we can not, because technically I think we have to vote to actually hear what the audit each time because it's a new business. So I think we should vote on it. So if we want to vote, then be placed into own business.
Okay. Would you be able to help me in directing that process? Perfect. Thank you. Oh, and you know what? I actually have a comment while Senator Hotelling is working on that. Did everyone like the format of auditing this last week with the assigned parts instead of just reading the whole thing throughout? Was that helpful to anyone? Did we like it better? Did we like it worse? I'd love to know.
I liked it.
No complaints. Thumbs up. I saw that thumbs up. Perfect. Okay. Right on. Thank you, Senator Moss. Go ahead. All right, go ahead.
If you want to back up to old new business, I'm going to be good.
Yep, okay. So now we're going to retract to agenda item six. I think that's six. Yeah, agenda item six, old business. New business. New York, agenda item seven, new business. Go ahead.
I move to place the statutes associated students audit to old business to be discussed at the beginning of the next committee. To unanimous consent.
So is there a second to this motion? Is that how it goes? Is there a second to this motion?
Second.
Seconded by Senator Vila. Is there something I need to say? No? Perfect. Okay. That is seen. So now, skipping back to agenda item eight, comments and announcements. Any more comments and announcements? Seeing none, moving on to agenda item nine, public comment. Is there any public comment this time? Seeing no public comment, moving on to agenda item 10, adjournment. I adjourn the Committee on Government Operations in room in the PCR and the Joe Crowley Student Union at 1:12. At 1:12 p.m. All right. Thank you so much, everyone. I appreciate your patience.